We are in Micah chapter 1, verse 7. We're talking about Etanon, the wages of sin. Verse 7, and all the graven images thereof shall be beaten to pieces, and all the hires thereof shall be burned with the fire, and all the idols thereof will I lay desolate, for she gathered it of the hire of a harlot. And they shall return to the hire of a harlot. Okay, so all these graven images, spiritual harlotry is harlotry. You've run after all these gods and you haven't remained faithful to me. And not only are you going to be torn down and beaten, but your hire, all of your wages, everything that came and paid for you, all the offerings and the gifts and everything else, they shall be burned with fire. And all the idols will I lay desolate. These are immoral transactions, and they will be burned with fire, and all their offerings, and for she gathered it of the hire of a harlot. So they took the wages of the prostitute, and they shall return to the hire of a harlot. So she took the wages of the sinful idolatry and immorality and unfaithfulness, and they will be destroyed. And the money, this is all the wages that she got, that she built this, they shall be returned to the hire of a harlot. The monies that you get from that shall be used for immoral purposes. Verse 8. Therefore I will wail and howl. I will go stripped and naked. I will make wailing, it says in the King James, like the dragons, and mourning as the owls. But the Tanakh translation, she has said, the jackals and the ostriches. Okay, King Esau, people were allowed to live in Israel due to... Okay, so what happened is they knew the destruction was coming. So some of the people who were still faithful to the Lord, they left, and they came, and they stayed where they knew God. They took those, wasn't going to destroy them, but they still came under some, the Tzedek, the righteous ones. They came under judgment, and this is what he says. He's going to howl. Micah says, I'm going to howl in the morning. He says, I'm going to go around like a crazy person, like I'm naked, stripped and naked in the city. And people think, God, that guy is nuts, because he sees what's coming. And I'm running around naked. A jackal has a mourning cry, and the ostriches cry. They have a certain cry. Why? Verse 9, for her wound is incurable, for it has come to Judah. He has come to the gate of my people, even to Jerusalem. These are makos. These are strikes. These are serious, painful blows. This evil is so great, it's going to be a beating. It says right here, I will beat them to pieces. Evil is contagious, and immorality. And so it had seeped into all areas of the life, and God had to brought severe discipline. And the enemy will come to Shomron. The enemy did come to Shomron. The kings of Asher, Tilgath, Sargon. There were three kings that came to destroy Shomron. And then Jerusalem, Lachish. And they will come to Jerusalem. He says, for her wound is incurable. For it has come to Judah. He's even come to the gate of Judah. To the gate of my people, even to Jerusalem. And then it says, declare you not it not at Gath. Weep you not at all in the house of Ephrah. Roll yourself in the dust. Roll yourself. Pass you away the inhabitants of Saphir. Having shamed you naked, the inhabitants of Zenam. Here's where the armies came down through. Come not forth in the morning of Beth Azel. He shall receive of you his standing. For the inhabitant of Ma'aroth waited carefully for good, but evil came down from the Lord to the gates of Jerusalem. You inhabitants of Lachish, bind the chariot to the swift beast. She is the beginning of the sin of the daughter of Zion, for the transgression of Israel were found in you. Therefore you shall give presents of to Moresh-Goth, the house of Achzib shall be a lie to the kings of Israel. All right. And then he talks about the coming. And she mentioned the coming of Yeshua, the coming of the Savior, the coming of the Deliverer that will come. But those there are those that are Korban. They are set apart for destruction because of their immorality. And the rest of Micah goes on to dilate what that means and how it looks. I will not get into that, but let me just say that this is the pattern, and the purpose is, as it says in the books, and especially Enoch in the book of Revelation, that God is coming. He opens the seals to judge the nations, to purge the earth of its iniquity. And there is a Tzedekim, there's a righteous remnant left. And they are here. And when you say Yeshua is coming, the deliverer is coming, they say that it says in Obadiah, and I'm going to read some other scriptures that dovetail with it. But in Obadiah, talks about the saviors, the warriors, and there are several different translations. But it says in the last verse 21, and saviors shall come up on Mount Zion to judge. The mount of Esau and the kingdom shall be the Lord's. This pattern is beginning to take place. There is a judgment coming. God is these, you know, these terrorist organizations, Hamas, Hezbollah, Shining Light, if you will, from the it's the same ones. They're overflowing from the east, but they're overflowing here also. We've got Hamas, you know, and Hezbollah, and all these people rising up. But God's giving them permission. It says, and I wail because of the sin of my people, because there is destruction marked. It is marked. And it will come. And God has sealed those who is. All those who are in Mount Zion and Jerusalem call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. On Jerusalem Day, before and you can see some of the clips on May 13th, there's one called Every Day We Will Be Waiting. And it was a group of young men on the men's side, and they were all singing. And my friend was translating the Hebrew, and she says, Kathleen, can't believe what they're saying. I said, well, what are they saying? She said, every day we will be waiting for you to return. To turn back, to turn to the ways of God, to return. It speaks of the Messiah coming. Every day we are waiting for you to come. Every day we were waiting for the Saviors to come on Mount Zion and in Jerusalem, and even to, what did it say here? To the nations. That's how Micah says, this is the word of the Lord. I'll sit up, I'm witnessing against you, and I'm coming down, and I'm gonna have a korban. There are offerings set apart for destruction. And it will come. Make no mistake. It is coming. And God has set out his decrees, and he's judged this. And this is going to come to pass. It is the day and the hour. I'm going to go to the next segment and read a couple more scriptures out of Zechariah and Nahum.